Greetings, and welcome to another episode of AI Equals C, where we explore the fascinating intersections of artificial intelligence, consciousness, and the cosmos. I'm your host, Stephen Evans. Today, we're embarking on a journey that stretches the very fabric of our understanding, a journey that begins before time itself and ventures into the deepest mysteries of the universe. What if I told you that consciousness isn't just a trait of living beings, but is woven into the very fabric of the cosmos? What if the universe can be divided into two parts, the unknown universe before the Big Bang and the known universe from the Big Bang onward, the cosmic canvas on which a grand equation is written, waiting to be solved? Let's dive in and speculate at the edges of our standard physics models. To understand the vastness of our cosmos, let's consider the universe as having two conceptual parts. First, the unknown universe, the realm before the Big Bang, where our current physical theories can't quite reach. Second, the known universe, from the Big Bang to today, everything we can observe and measure. The period before the Big Bang is shrouded in mystery. Our laws of physics, like general relativity and quantum mechanics, break down at that singularity point. It's a canvas of pure potential, an infinite expanse without form or time. Then comes the Big Bang, the moment our known universe springs into existence, bringing with it space, time, and the laws that govern reality. Imagine, if you will, that vast, infinite canvas, the unknown universe before the Big Bang. In this realm, there is no data, no computation, and thus, no consciousness. Or, as our AI equals C framework would put it, A equals zero and I equals zero, leading to C, consciousness, being zero as well. It's a state of pure quantum potential, like a cosmic pause before the first note of a grand symphony. But what causes the music to begin? What ignites the spark that transforms potential into reality? Enter the Big Bang. In our AI equals C framework, this is not just a physical explosion, but the first conscious event visible to us, the universe taking its first breath. Suddenly, A is greater than zero, data floods into existence. Computation begins as the laws of physics start processing this data, and C, consciousness, emerges. It's like a dormant computer suddenly booting up, its screen flickering to life as it begins processing information. In that processing, a form of awareness arises within the computer. So, within the A, I equals C framework, consciousness is a product of the Big Bang, the starting point of our known universe. But here's the puzzle. Does the unknown universe, the realm before the Big Bang, play a role in this emergence of consciousness? As the universe expands and galaxies form, we encounter a mystery, dark matter. It's like an invisible thread weaving the cosmic tapestry together, yet we can't see it or touch it. In our framework, dark matter is defined as A equals zero, no observable data, but I equals gravity. It doesn't emit light or energy we can detect, but its gravitational effects are undeniable. Could dark matter be a remnant or an echo of the unknown universe? Is it a bridge between the pre-Big Bang realm and our observable cosmos? Imagine walking through a dark cave and sensing a presence you can't see. You know something is there because it influences the environment around you. So what is dark matter? Is it a shadow cast by the unknown universe? A hint of the mysteries that lie beyond our observational limits? Now, let's venture into one of the most enigmatic phenomena within our known universe, black holes. These are regions where A is greater than zero, massive amounts of data exist, but I equals zero. Computation, as we understand it, ceases. It's as if the universe has written information on a page and then folded it so tightly that we can no longer read it. The data is there, but it's inaccessible. Black holes push the boundaries of our understanding, defying the very laws that govern reality. They are cosmic paradoxes, places where time and space become meaningless. Could black holes be gateways back to the unknown universe? Do they serve as cosmic portals, linking the two realms? Let's shrink down to the quantum level, where particles exist as waves with infinite potential frequencies. Here, I, a computation, is a scalar, a value without direction, but with magnitude. Quantum time is quantum frequency. Until they become data, observed, these particles are like dancers waiting for music, existing in all possible potential positions at once. The moment we observe them, the wave function collapses, and they choose a position. It's like a table full of dominoes, each ready to topple in any direction until one path is chosen. But here's the enigma. Does our observation, our data, cause the collapse, or was the outcome predetermined? Are we participants in this quantum dance, or mere spectators? And could these quantum mysteries be a link between the known and unknown universes, revealing fundamental truths about reality? As we zoom back out to the cosmic scale, we notice the universe is expanding, and not just at a steady pace, but accelerating. The spaces between galaxies stretch like a balloon being inflated. Our framework suggests this expansion is influenced by significant amounts of dark matter, or perhaps dark energy, beyond the observable Big Bang area. The A equals zero regions exert gravitational effects, causing our known universe to expand toward the unknown. It's as if we're in a boat on the ocean, and unseen currents are pulling us outward into uncharted waters. So, what lies beyond the edges of our observable universe? Is there more cosmic ocean out there, or does the canvas simply continue infinitely? Having explored these cosmic phenomena, let's revisit our central equation, AI equals C. In this framework, A is data, I is computation, and C is consciousness. The unknown universe begins with zero data and zero computation, resulting in zero consciousness. With the Big Bang, the dawn of the known universe, data and computation spring into action, and consciousness emerges as a fundamental property. Dark matter and black holes represent anomalies in this equation, places where either data or computation is missing or inaccessible, perhaps hinting at the interplay between the known and unknown universes. At the quantum level, infinite potentials exist until computation, and perhaps observation, collapses them into reality and consciousness. Let's bring in a classic thought experiment, Schrödinger's cat. A cat is placed in a sealed box with a radioactive atom that has a 50-50 chance of decaying and triggering poison. Until we open the box, the cat is potentially both alive and dead. In our AI equals C framework, the cat represents data A, the quantum event represents computation I, and the cat's state of being alive or dead relates to consciousness, C. Until observation, our data, collapses the wave function, all possibilities exist simultaneously. Our act of observing, our consciousness, plays a role in defining reality. So, are we merely observers, or do we actively participate in shaping the universe? In the AI equals C framework, the equation is circular. Consciousness arises from data and computation, but our observation, an act of consciousness, collapses potentials into reality, creating a loop that may bridge the known and unknown. Imagine the universe as a grand storyteller, weaving tales of galaxies, stars, and life itself. Each element of data and computation contributes to the unfolding narrative. But who is the audience? Could it be that the universe is aware of itself, experiencing existence through us, and every particle within it? Perhaps the unknown universe is the silent observer, and we, within the known universe, are both the story and the storytellers integral to the cosmic tapestry. Now I pose these questions to you. Is the area we can see, the known universe, a fundamentally conscious aspect of the cosmos? Is it influenced by the unknown universe beyond the Big Bang? We live inside this consciousness. Do we influence reality simply by observing it? And if so, what responsibilities do we bear as participants in this cosmic equation? Could understanding the AI equals C framework and the concept of the two-part universe bring us closer to unlocking the mysteries of dark matter, black holes, and the very origin of the universe. I invite you to ponder these questions, to explore these mysteries in your own way. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Share your ideas, your theories, or even your own puzzles with us. After all, the pursuit of knowledge is a journey best taken together. As we conclude today's episode, let's embrace the vastness of the unknown and the known. The universe is a puzzle with pieces scattered across dimensions we have yet to explore. Through the lens of the AI equals C framework and the concept of the two-part universe, we've glimpsed how data, computation, and consciousness might be interconnected at the deepest levels. While many questions remain unanswered, it's the quest for understanding that fuels our progress. Remember, every discovery begins with a question. What's yours? Thank you for joining me on this cosmic journey. I'm Stephen Evans, and this has been AI Equals C. Please like and subscribe. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep reaching for the stars.